Okay, we are up to the riff. Will someone please kindly read the riff for us? What have you read yet? What?
One time.
Amen. All right. I want you to fly in the beginning of the riff. You can read from the beginning. We'll read everything, because as we know, the printers are so kind to bold what they think is important that the riff added, but they sometimes miss things.
For me, so.
What's that?
For me, it was all bolded.
No, what I gave you was the bolded section, but I want to read it from Beis, Amud Aleph, from the Mishnah. Go ahead. Skip to the Gemara. Any differences in the Mishnah?
Not the best.
Okay, continue.
So the Gemara now?
Just an observation. This is the Gemara verbatim. That last part, although I don't remember, is that the Maitaima in the Gemara or just the Mishum de la Shelta Ba'ina? If you're talking about... It might very well be it's an alternate case of the Rukhath, and you have Maitaima. It certainly indicates that that statement is not Rabbah's statement. It's the Gemara's Perush, what Rabbah says. I don't have an alternate explanation. I have a better suggestion to make. Just pointing out, if you're talking about distinguishing between what the Amora says and what the Gemara interprets, that would be an example of it. Okay. By the way, one of the general klalim also is that the Memra of the Amora usually tends to be in Hebrew, and the explanation of the Gemara tends to be in Aramaic. Right? So... Okay. Anyway, right now, Ad Eser Mama Adam Yodea Shudar Basukah Lamalam Eser Einan Yodea Shudar Basukah. That's all Hebrew. Remember, most of the Bible is Hebrew. My Taima Mishum De Lo Shalta Beina. That's Aramaic. Okay. Okay. Any differences with the Gemara? No. Go ahead. Okay. They don't have the Shat and Tayyav of the Bayi, but go ahead. Is that in the Gemara?
I don't think so.
No, it's not. It's extrapolated directly from the Gemara, but it's not in the Gemara. It should have been bolted by the rules of the riff here. Okay, it's a rewrite. It's not a citation of the Gemara and omitting a piece here, a piece there, because you don't need to get all the shaka tired. It's a rewriting of the Gemara. And there's one point in particular that's important. Go ahead. All right, so that too is not in the Gemara, but it emerges directly from the Gemara. Finally, okay, is that in the Gemara? Categorically not. There's no justification for them not being bold. And that's a crucial point, because when you think about the shots of entire Heleni and also in the Gemara, it's not a kash against Rava, because it doesn't matter what the architecture of Heleni and Malka's sukkah was. If the sukkah was above 20 amos, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim would have argued about it, because Rabbi Yehuda is machshir above 20 amos, and the Chachamim pasul above 20 amos, no matter what. So how you don't note that the Rith has first rewritten those two sections of Rabban Zera, and now he's added a point, which, by the way, is a crucial point, right? Because it really leads into what follows next, right? What follows next is, how do you decide between Rava and Rava? And one of the crucial issues you see in the Shachlan Tayyar to be shown him, one of the crucial issues is deciding whether there are any indications in the sugya, in various sugyas, about whether a certain kind of sukkah is psula and would it be kosher under any circumstances. When the Balamor, for example, did not know what the Rif Raya was from the sugya of Sukkah Gabe Sukkah. And the Baal HaMor says, and it can't be X, because X really wouldn't be a proof. Right? But X is all based on that which the Baal HaMor raises and dismisses is all based upon this last discussion in the Rif, what the Rif has laid out. Okay. So anyway, we'll see when we get there. Now the Rif says, and this is definitely an addition. Okay, so some wanted to argue that you paskin like Rava. Why? Why do you paskin like Rava? Yes, sir. Right. Right. In other words, the Gemara in Shabbos actually says that Komili Kemar Abin Chutz Mehani Tlas Mina. One of them, I think, was Madlika Miner Liner. So Lechora.
Why?
What's that? No, Rava always followed Rav's in matters of occult Isra Heter, except for in three issues. Which would, again, the Rif doesn't explain why he's saying this, but I think Ayer is correct, which is that it would suggest that he's a reliable witness to what Rav actually held. Okay. Next. There may be another svara also. We say, Hochsa Karabi Sure. Shmuel Bedine. So that may be why. If Rav Mistama held like Rav here, then and we always pass like Rav. Okay, next. Why? The Kaimalan.
The
Kaimalan, Sukhad Yirat HaRai Bain.
Rabbi
Yehuda,
the Machshir, Sura Lai, the Sukhad Yirat Kedavain.
Now, here's the question I want to emphasize one more time. Does Rabbi Yehuda say Sukkah Diras Kefa Be'inan? Rava says for the Chachamim that Diras Sukkah Sarai Be'inan. What would you describe Rabbi Yehuda's position as? Do you require Diras Kefa?
No. He doesn't specify Diras Kefa, nope. Diras Sarai, just to be over 20 hours.
Correct. Well, in other words, it could be that you can do either one, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And as it could be, it's an option. Could be that simple. Could be that Sukkah could be Diras Arai or Diras Keva. The Chachamim, you could conclude the fact that they pass all the 20 Amas, hold that the sheer Sukkah has to leave Roy for Diras Arai. Rabbi Yehuda could say, Rabbi Yehuda would allow less than 20 Amas, you just don't have to. Yes, Ilan?
Well, what if the fact that he said that the holy was like 40, 50 up to however tall, mean that it would lean towards saying that he would say recommended to be up?
No, it's just, no. All it would say is that you could if you want. That's all. Yes, sir.
We're not saying that the Chachamim have to say that it needs to be good for Diras Arai. We're saying that if we're explaining it like Rava, that's what the Chachamim.
What's the correct? And it's only within Rava. In other words, according to Rabbi Zeira, as the Rif himself, somebody else says, the Baal HaMor says. In other words, if you hold like Rava. If you were like Rav Zeira or Rabbah, it's very clear that the Chachamim don't require Diras Arai. Because Rabbah is Machshir v'Chachamim in what case? What case is Rabbah Machshir v'Chachamim, no? Defanos Magiyos L'Sach. And that requires, as Baal HaMor says, more Keva. The more structure you have, the more Keva you need. Right? And for Rav Zeira, when is Sukh Gavolim Alam Esram Amakash according to the Chachamim? When it's very wide, even, again, more so you need, the bigger the structure, the more kfiyas you need it. So the Rif says, since we, kaimalan, we know, sukkah diras arai be'inan, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's machshir holds a sukkah diras keva be'inan, the lesoch kvasei, the Rif says the next line, the ihavu, finish, go ahead. He doesn't bother to mention Dalai Lama's because he's busy. The choices are Rab or Rava. Nobody's raising Rav Zeira as a possibility for Psa. So the choices are Rab or Rav, and he says that if the Panas Magias Lashach, Kol Shekain that it's a Diras Keva. The Ode. It only works according to Rava. In other words, what the Rif is saying is that you have a Sugya Da'alma that only works according to Shitas Rava. The question of, so the Baal HaMor comes along, and the sequence in which we're going to read things, I hope it's a sequence I put it on the Marmakomos, is going to be, what should the sequence be? Forget what I put on the Marmakomos. What should it be? What's that? I know, where does the Ravid go? No. Correct. Why? Because the Baal HaMor wrote first. The Ravid has a sefer. The Ravid sefer is called? What? Nope. Look at the Hasagas HaRavid, Noam. What are the first two words? Nope. Before that. No. The paragraph before that, where the second story begins. How does it begin? The first two words.
In this Gemara, it doesn't have the Ravid was very different in this Gemara.
I see. And literally, what is the first word that you see in the section?
Divadai.
Yeah,
it's part of that quote.
Ubivadai the time. Ah. Okay. Anybody else have? What are the first two words in your edition, Daniel? The Ravid on the right. Are you in the Kozvada? Or you have your own? So on the right side of the page, the right column, near the top, Hasagas HaRavid. What are the first two words in the paragraph? What are the first two words in the paragraph? Exactly. Although you don't know how to pronounce it. It's called the Kos of Shum. It's the name of the Ravid Sefer, I believe. It's called the Kos of Shum. It was a what?
Did he do that?
I'm sorry?
Did he
yeah. Do that? Yeah. I don't know for sure because I don't know why they call the manuscript. So his first one is the Kos of Shum. You want to see the original words of the Ravid before any of the editors might have tampered with anything and toned down some of his rhetoric. So you have to look in the Kos of Shum. So that's the name of Sefer, it's Kos of Shum. It is a Sefer dedicated wholly and entirely to attacking the Baal HaMor. Occasionally the Rif, but mostly the Baal HaMor. I don't know if the Hasagos on the Rif, which the Ravid occasionally has, I don't know if those are in the Kos of Shum or not. Probably are. Called the Kos of Shum. And he's quoting the Baal HaMor. Remember that the Baal HaMor and the Ravid were Chavrusas when they were young. They went their own ways. The Ravid was not terribly, it would seem from his language, not terribly enamored of the Baal HaMor. Rav Lichtenstein, Zichrono Lebracha, I'm told. I didn't hear this from him. Apparently, he was once asked about the sharp rhetoric that Rishonim would sometimes write about one another, and he thought that it was mostly rhetorical. The one exception, I'm told, he thought might have been the Baal HaMor and Ravid. It might have been personal. And if you read the original insults, some of them, I don't know if I mentioned in Shir, but like there's one in Beitza? I think it's in Beitza. There's one place where the Ra'or Shabbos, the Ravid says this isn't his. I mean, he accuses him of having plagiarized the Ravid's own idea, and it's wrong. In other words, I said it when I was younger, and it's wrong. So the Ravid was very, very sharp. So you're going to read first the Baal HaMor, then you read the Hasagas HaRavid, and then you read the Baal HaMor. Because remember, when you're reading the Baal HaMor, he has, and I think there's a line or two in the Ramban here, which he's responding to the Ravid. He never names the Ravid. He doesn't quote the Ravid's Hasag in the Baal HaMor. Right? He criticizes the Baal HaMor. Don't make no mistake. The Ramban criticizes the Baal HaMor for sort of having, missed the boat. Right? Knows the way I would describe the Ramban's relationship to the Baal HaMor here is thanks for nothing. That's basically what I describe it. Right? What did the Baal HaMor spend most of his time trying to do? To prove what? That we pasket not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Ramban says, very nice, thank you very much, but like nobody really thought that. The machlokas is whether you pass it like Rab or Rava within the Chacham, not whether you pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. So anyway, the Baal HaMor can never win. And you should, by the way, it is actually very kedai to read the Hakdamos, the Baal HaMor and the Muchamos. Firstly, just to be aware, the Baal HaMor wrote his Sefer, and there are two parts to the Sefer. What is the name of the Baal HaMor Sefer here on Sukkah? Hamor HaKatan. And the name of, now, he tells you there, apparently, this is sort of a precursor to the yeshiva world, being only interested in Nashim and Nezikin. On Nashim and Nezikin, it's called Hama'or HaGadol. On Moed and Brachos and wherever, if you have anything in Hulin, it's called Hama'or HaKatan. So it is. It certainly anticipates the sort of the yeshivish preoccupation with Nashim and Nezikin, with certain masechtas. The Ramban's introduction, the Ramban writes his introduction. It's very, very important. It's printed in the back of the Vilna Shas and Brachos. He says he wants you to realize that while he always responds to the Baal HaMor, It's not that he agrees with the Rif all the time. He says it's just that when you look at the Baal HaMor and you read him, you would think the Rif has no basis on whatsoever to stand. And his job is to show you actually what the Rif might have been thinking, not because he always thinks the Rif is right. And he, in that passage, he observes that in Talmudic debates and logic, there is essentially no such thing as absolute proof. It's a very, very, very important comment the Ramban has. But there is no such thing as absolute truth. Again, very rarely, there's certain things that I don't think you don't have any machlokas about. But his point is that as much as you say, oh, that is definitely so, it is very rare in these machlokas that you could say for sure what one is right and one is wrong. Because absolute proof in Talmudic discussions is really impossible to come by. Anyway, so now let's read the Baal HaMor. Okay, go ahead. Right. He didn't say Allah Rabbi Huda. The Gemara gives some explanation why he needed to tell you that Allah was like this case, because even in this case, where the kila is made for that which is underneath it, you might think that it's no good. Unlike a mita, where you can sleep under it, perhaps because the purpose of the mita was not for underneath; it was for sitting on top. So it's not really considered al chashuv. Kamash malan. Even in this case, it's permissible. So because that drasha and darash is a public drasha, Rabbi Bar Huna was to permit being yoshin and akila. What is akila, by the way? Yes, but what is its structure? How many poles?
Four.
And that means there's a gag. And so the three cases that Rabbi Yehuda would seem to be following sheet of the sukkah dearest keva. Number one, you're allowed to make a sukkah above 20 amos. Number two, you're allowed to sleep under a bed because, and by the way, does that case, Yashin Tachas Amita, does that prove that Rabbi Yehuda allows the dearest keva or requires the dearest keva? Yehuda?
Proves that he requires.
Why?
Because otherwise the dearest, it would be the batel.
Right. In other words, if it's only allowed to be diras keva, then you couldn't always sleep under a bed in the sukkah. It would depend how your sukkah was made. If you made your sukkah as a diras keva, so then it would be fine. But if not, it would be a problem. Now, the truth is, what's very interesting about Rabbi Yehuda's shita there, and I'm not gonna beat this to death. But we normally, when we speak about diras keva and the height of the sukkah, what is defining keva and arai? The walls. What's very interesting is in that case, what is defining keva?
Structure of
the sky.
Not
no. The sky. The sky. Kessa, you say that like because you know that I want you to say that, but why?
Why would the sky be defining keva?
Well, what I'm telling you is in the case of Yashin Tachas Amita, when we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds a sukkah as a diras keva, he means the schach, not the walls.
Right.
How do you know that?
Because the walls of the mita aren't...
Right. The bed is not being mafsik between you and the walls, it's being mafsik between you and the schach. Which is very strange, because I don't presume, you know, does Rabbi Yehuda hold you allowed to make the schach keva?
Keva schach, really?
Yeah, what would we call keva schach?
A roof.
Thank you. A roof. It's called a bias. Now, there is one machlokas in which Rabbi Yehuda is noted towards allowing broader schach. The question of gezeiras, what's it called? Andaf Yadal, I think. Gezeiras tikra. So Rabbi Yehuda does seem to be less inclined, but even he requires a sukkah with the schach is arai. The whole thing, it's a pella, actually, when you think about it. Right? In other words, it looks like it's a din in the schach, not a din in the walls, but it can't be. Because schach, of course, is arai. You're telling me that the sach is keva, but the solid bed is arai. I mean, I don't know exactly what. How did they make beds? How they made beds? You don't know.
They stretched ropes across a frame.
Yeah, they had a frame and they stretched ropes across it, and off. Well, they don't always. Some was always ropes. It was sometimes like a leather, call it leather top to the bed, which they would stretch out, and they would there were holes on the end of that. You know, imagine like a you know, what do you call them? And we have a canvas sukkah. Those holes. Whatever you call them. What? No, that's a term for them. Not eyelets. That's not what I would use. I don't know what the term is. But anyway, so that you tie those, you pull them taut around the bed, and you lie on top of that. You could put straw, you could put cushions on top of that or something like that. Maybe put straw on top of it. That's where they slept on. So I imagine that leather stretched out across the top of the bed is no less an ol teva than the sach is. Yes?
Perhaps teva versus their eyes. Where it seems to say that things that are easily to move around are considered an eye, and things that are very hard to move around are considered keva. Even our stops a lot harder to move around than the bed.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
In addition to what he said about being able to just move a bed, it's also the fact that the bed itself, whatever's holding up the mattress, if that's what you would call a bunch of hay, whatever's holding up the mattress, if it's tied as opposed to, you know, lashed together, it becomes loose and it can sag pretty easily overnight.
But so can the schach, but...
Right, but I mean, like...
I don't know. I hear what you're saying, except that, you know, calling the schach keva with respect to the bed, I find to be very odd, unless Yehuda is correct in that. Okay. So anyway, so there's a case, though, Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds a diras keva be'inan. Not just that it's okay, but you require it, because otherwise, if you happen to make it ba'ofan shel diras arai, the bed is going to be mevatel the schach. Okay. Go ahead. The Chuyahi. And what's a Kilas Chasanim? How many poles? Two poles. That's a Kila and a Kilas Chasanim. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara has three different structures in order of permanence. Kinof, Kila, and Kilas Chasanim. There's also something called Nakli Tamita. Nakli Tamita is two poles. I don't know where Nakli Tamita fits in that structure. But a kinof is more kavua and it has four poles. A kila is less kavua than a kinof. It has four poles. And a kilas chasanim has only two poles. And it's the least kavua. Okay. So now the Gemara says, and now the Rif says, and let's read this very, very carefully. Let's just review the Gemara in our heads. The Mishnah said that when you have a sukkah where it's leaning, it's come in srif, so it has no clear gag. So what does the Mishnah say? That Rabbi Eliezer is posel. Rabbi Eliezer is posel, and the Chachamim are machshirin. Now, why is Rabbi Eliezer posel? Well, forget that. Hold that for a moment. And what happens? So, Reb Lezer's post. Oh, why is Reb Lezer post-cell? Presumably? It has no gog, and therefore what? This is only Arai, and you need Kefa. And the Chachamim Amachshir, why? Presumably, because it's sufficient as Arai. Now, I don't want to say that way. Let me say it differently. Well, confused now. Reb Lezer's posel, because he says shipui olim lafka olim dami, and the chacham machshir because they say shipui olim is like an ohel. Reb Yosef was sleeping under such a sukkah, if you want to call it, a puzzle of stuff. It was gani bekilas chasanim. And Abai challenged him, how can you do that? Because according to the Chachamim, it's a kasher sukkah if this were your sukkah, and therefore this is mafsik between you and the sukkah. And Rabbi Yosef responded by saying that the Braisa has it reversed. The Chachamim are postlim such a sukkah, and Rabbi Lezer's mafsik. And I'm following the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, that sukkah is psula, why? Because shipui olim, lavka olim dami. Now if you say shipui olim, and therefore, when I am sleeping in this shipua ohel, it's not like it's an ohel mafsik between me and the sukkah. So who does that sound like? How is that a raya? You know?
Because he could have held like Rabbi Yehuda. He could have said it is an ohel, but it's an ohel raya.
So no, that's not the raya. Read on. The Elu. I'm trying to put this together, what he's going to say, but just the sugi itself. The Elu. The Elu as Isa le Rabbi Yehuda afilu bekila sheyesh lagag hayayachal lishon. In other words, the kasha is what the Baal HaMor is raya from, but I'm wondering about the maskana. The kasha is, why would Abaye have thought that sleeping in a kila chasana were problematic, unless he didn't hold like a Yehuda? If it's going to be Yehuda, you could sleep even in a regular kila, with four poles, and a gag, and ten tefachim. So why would Abaye have given Rabbi Yosef a hard time in the first place? Forget what Rabbi Yosef's answer is. And Rabbi Yosef had to say to him that shipu alim lafka alim dami, and this is not considered an ohel. So the Baal HaMor, so I think this should become clear. I'm stuck here because the Rabbi is going to say something, but I'm not sure. I want to say the Rabbi misunderstood the Baal HaMor. I think that that's what I decided last week. The Rabbi didn't understand the Baal HaMor. One could have said, but I don't think this is so, that if you hold shipoi olim ka'al dami, it means you hold that all arai is sufficient. If you hold that la ka'al dami, it means that this is a machlokus whether or not by sukkah you can rely upon shipoi olim. If you can, that would mean that sukkah can be diras arai. If you can't, that means it has to be diras keva. But Amor doesn't say that. His raya simply is that clearly a kila, Rabbi Yehuda permits sleeping in a regular kila, kavachomer kila shasana. How could Abaye give Rabbi Yosef a hard time for sleeping in the kila? If after all, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold like the Chacham, I understand. And now, what is Rabbi Yosef? In other words, his kasha to Rabbi Yosef was, how can you sleep under this ohel? It's bevatali all the sukkah. The answer is, this ohel is only a shipua ohel, and a shipua ohel doesn't count as an ohel. You know how I know that? Because the Chachamim are posel, so that if this were made of schach, and it would die, the Chachamim are posel. Why are they posel? Not the Balaam, this is not because it's Dires Arai, because then the Chachamim would be holding Dires Kevavina. No, just because a Shipua ohel is not considered an ohel according to the Chachamim. Therefore, I can sleep under one Shipua ohel, and it's not Mevatel, the bigger ohel. Simple. Now, the assumption here in Rabbi Yosef Sukkah is that the bigger ohel would have been an ohel arai. Because if it had to be an ohel keva like Rabbi Yehuda, no kila would have fossiled it. That's the Baal HaMor's proof. Question. What?
There never would have been a question.
Correct. Yes. Correct. That's his right. Okay. That's a great name. Of Acha Bardala. You know what that means?
Is it like a Bardalus?
That's what I mean, it may not be. Maybe in the Sadlach, I thought it was a leopard. No, but okay, it's a Bardalus. All right. Okay. I don't know what his maybe was from, but it's the name of the place. The Sharon Leach Racha Bardala, the Migne Bekina Besukamishum Baki. What is Baki? What? Bugs. Some kind of bugs that were annoying. Okay, now he allowed him to sleep inside a kila, only because of Baki. The Shamis Binei. Oh, according to Rabbi Huda, you could sleep in any kila in the sukkah. The fact that he was only out to sleep there because of mitzdaya. So, of course, one does wonder, as an aside, but I don't remember what the Gemara says, why bother sleeping in the sukkah if you're going to sleep in that? If you're mitzdari, you put them in a sukkah. But anyway, bottom line is the fact that he's only allowed to sleep in a kila because he's really potter from the sukkah, maybe he liked the weather, he just didn't want the bugs. All right, so from that you see that we don't hold like Rabbi Huda. Okay? So how do you know you hold like Rabbi Huda? Because it says you can put it above 20 amas, period. You can't put it above 20 amas, just like Sukkah Mavli. Just this dumb assumption. Okay? So number one, Maaseh Rav. What's Maaseh Rav? The story with Rabbi Yosef. So that does run against a different drasha, but that's actually a maisa. That's actually what Rabbi Yosef did. Number one. Number two, Ushmate. It makes more sense to be someh upon Uvda the Rava. Which is the Uvda the Rava? That's the Baki case. To be somech upon Uvda de Rava, Ushmate, and Rava's statement, which might be his statement, I don't know if that's the Maisa there, or the, it's probably the statement of Ner Chanukah, right? Better to be somech upon that, because the Yachid v'makom Rabim, so in other words, we normally don't follow pasuk like the Yachid. And therefore, Hilkach, okay, now Rava's opinion in the Mishnah should also be accepted because he's a Basra. Know your question?
Yeah, so it's not what it says is that the Gemara of Baki isn't actually Rava, it's Rav.
Rava.
It's Rav. Neither Rav.
So there's a note here. Somebody has a note here.
Right,
so obviously the Balamor's Girsa was as such. But that would make it even better. That would make it literally Maisa Rav. Okay. That I don't think changes things. In other words, it materially. Although it will undermine something that the Ravid says if it's actually Rav. The Ravid makes a point about it. How do we know what Rav actually held? Yes. No.
Why can't we just say, you know, following the first Mishnah, Rav Yehuda's Machshir, if it's about 20, it doesn't require it to be about 20.
Right.
Why can't we just say that he allows Sukkot to be a Rav or Keva? If your Sukkah happens to be Keva, the Kila is allowed. If not, it's not.
Because the Mishnah doesn't offer any qualification.
Can you assume that it's only in the case?
It's a big assumption. You're correct laying out the process. You could, if you were forced, you could do that, but it's a big ukimt in the Mishnah. But yes. Okay. And then, Rafilu. Now notice he just said, it's better to rely upon Ravid the Basrahu, because Hilchasa Kavasroi. But that's why we paskin like the Talmud Bavli, not like the Mishnah Amorim, or the Bavli would ever say it argues the Mishnah Amorim. That kasha that the Kesem Mishnah asks, Kesem Mishnah the Rambam asks, if Hilchas Kavasroi, which, what's the Makor Midaraisa if I say Hilchas Kavasroi, by the way? No, that's not Kavasroi. That's Hilchas Kekamai. Ask the earlier people. The answer is, Ve'elah Shofed Asher Yeh Bayim Imahim, Ve'elah Shofed Asher Mecho, which is the Rambam's source for stating that by Adin Daraisa, interpreting Adin Daraisa, the Sanhedrin can overturn the interpretation of any previous Sanhedrin, even if it's not Galda B'chachma of Minyan, even if it's not comparable, because Allah Shafeda Shevayim Mahim. So that's Hilchos HaKavasarai. It's Kesem Shnei asks, why can't the Amoraim argue with Tanoim? And the answer is, because they decided they wouldn't. Okay. Now, of course, there is one problem with that Klal Hilchos HaKavasarai, as the Rishonim discuss here and elsewhere, which is, Ein Halacha K'talmud B'makam Harav. Why don't you say Hilchos HaKavasarai? So any number of different explanations or responses that are given to that. But for the moment, and remember, they're going to say that Rava is, in fact, a Talmud of Rabbah. Go ahead.
Okay, so
Abaye was the one who questioned Rava's Svara about Dir Sarai, but even he accepted in the end. Why? Okay, so here is an interesting proof. And this is what the Ravid really goes after the Baal Hamor on. This is the part he attacks him on. Which is, can you really tell from the Sugya and Av Zayin that what Abaye holds for the Chachamim? Abaye was collecting shittas of people, Diras Kevabinan. He cited Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, but not the Chachamim. Does that mean that the Chachamim require Diras Arai? Lav Dafka. How could you say, firstly, what do we know from our first Mishnah? That Rabbi Yehuda allows Diras Keva. We don't know for sure he requires Diras Keva. We know that the Chachamim, according to Rav Apostle, Diras Arai. But here's the question that you have to ask, which is, who says that the Chachamim also don't hold that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina? I should say that a Sukkah at least can be a Diras Keva. Ah, but they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and the 20 Amos. Yeah, but maybe that's for a different reason. Maybe it's because Lo Shal Tabaina. Maybe it's because Seil Sukkah.
It's like what we said before. We're not necessarily arguing about the same.
Correct. And then you say, but why does the Mishnah then, the Brayah of the Baal Hamor is that the Gemara, that Abaye cites Rabbi Yehuda and not the Chachamim. And if the and you, it's twofold. Number one, you see the Chachamim hold Diras Arai Be'ina. But even more important than that, you see that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Chachamim is because of Diras Keva. So that's wrong. You know that Rabbi Yehuda holds from this Gemara, for sure that you can have a Diras Keva. And for the purposes of this Gemara, the first Mishnah, that's called Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. Even though you don't, not Be'inan, but you're allowed to, but that's what we call it. The Chachamim disagree, but they may disagree for a totally different reason, and they may, it might be that they hold that Sukkah could also be a Diras Keva. But because they don't spell it outright, you don't know their reason, it's easier to just say it, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, for sure, if you are machshir a sukkah above 20 amos, that means that you hold the sukkah can be a diras keva. For sure. And Rabbi Yehuda, for sure, holds the diras keva be'ina. The Chacham, you just don't know. That's why Abaye cites Rabbi Yehuda and not the Chacham, because we don't know what the Shitas Chacham is, but we do know what Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the sukkah can be taller than 20 amos, which means sukkah diras keva be'ina. Just because you say a sukkah can't be taller than 20 amos doesn't mean that you hold sukkah diras keva be'ina. It could be possible for other reasons. Your eyes don't see it, so there's no tzel. No.
What about the case of the mitzvah though, and the god by Rabbi Yosef?
No. We're only talking about right now the comment about. Oh, you're saying that's also a bayit.
Yeah, it shows that chachamim hold a rye.
No. So all I would say the following. I would say. All that Gemara shows is that you're allowed to sleep at a Kielas Chasan.
Despite
that. It's all it shows. And why? Because it's not an Olam Afsik. So you're right. It sounds like if it weren't Olam Afsik, it would be a problem. Why? Because Sukkah, you don't need Diras Keva. Fine. But right now, all the Baal Hamor is doing is bringing a raya from the Gemara Daf Zayin. We're not talking about Daf Yotes.
I'm saying for the raya, let's say.
Slow down. Give the Ravid a chance. Hold on. Let's let the Ravid get it. Let him give him a chance to talk for himself. So that's what the Baal Mor says. It's not compelling. It's not compelling that the Gemara on Daf Zayin Abayi there is really agreeing with Rava. It's not clear because everybody will agree. Rava and Rav Zera will agree that Rabbi Yehuda allows the Diras Arai. They will agree with Rava. The question is, why did the Chachamim passel? Rava says because Sukkah Diras Arai de'inan. Rava and Rav Zera give two totally different reasons, which allow for the possibility that the Chachamim hold that Sukkah Diras Keva de'inan. The Sukkah can be made as a Diras Keva. Okay, now one last paragraph in the Baal Hamor. Where does he see it in that sugya? Imishum. Lo siyata, it's not a proof. But the Mishnah doesn't go into it. The reviewer doesn't want to go into it. The Mishnah doesn't say why. And so he doesn't want to go into that question. That's why he doesn't specify the exact nature of the sukkah that we have 20 amas. Not because he holds that every sukkah is necessarily psul. You just can't tell from that sukkah. Now, there is a different raya that the Ramban and then the Ram follow me. It's the same reason the Ramban will give. But the Baal Hamor admits to being stumped on that particular issue. Now, let me ask you a question. What did the Rif say? What did the Rif say about sukkah, Al-Gabe sukkah, and that sukkah? In terms of the Tachtona, Elyon, and so on. You know what the Rif says about that, Brisa? Doesn't quote him. Quotes the Mishnah. He quotes the Machlokes Amorayim of Shmuel and the other two Amorayim. What's the shear that the upper sukkah must have in order to passel the lower sukkah? In other words, to be sukkah al gabe sukkah, how tall must the upper sukkah be? What were the three opinions in the Gemara? 1, 4, 10. The Rif, incidentally, rejects Shmuel. I don't remember. He says not 10. He says less than 10. The Rambam, in what is a very rare case, Paskins like Shmuel. 10. Now, I don't know, in the Rif, the stuff I saw is in parentheses. But I know from the Kesef Mishnah that the Kesef Mishnah was pointed out that there were those who disagreed. This is one case, by the way, that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Ravid comes along and says, yep, you got it right. Not common. I believe the reason why the Ravid said that is because he knew what the Rif said. And the Rambam argued on the Rif, and the Ravid said, attaboy, you're right. Otherwise, I'm not sure he would have said anything. Right? It's he's obviously saying something because other people pass it otherwise. Right? Otherwise, you'd have a Sagas Ravid on every Rambam, and 99% of the time, the Ravid would agree with the Rambam. He would say, Yishar Kochacha, what you wrote. He doesn't. He says it here because there were those who disagree. All right. Anyway, the Rif doesn't talk about what he holds. Sukkah gabe sukkah. Now, why am I telling you that? To show you what a bucky I am that I checked the Rif later? No. Why am I telling you that? Because the Ravid's going to go on and on at the end. The first half, he goes off on the Baal Hamor. And the second half, he goes off on the Rif. In other words, first he goes off on the Baal Hamor on really a limited aspect of some of the proofs, but then he goes off on the Rif, on the sugya of sukkah, tachas sukkah. The Ravid is very unhappy. And the Ravid makes certain assumptions about how the Rif read the sugya, which would be nice if we actually knew for sure. So I went hunting to see how the Rif actually reads the sugya and discovered that the Rif doesn't present a reading of the sugya. He just leaves it out. The Baal Hamor, by the way, in the next paragraph, which we're not reading, because it will open a can of worms about the sugya of sugya tachas sukkah. We have work to do there, but when we get there, the Baal Hamor just says, "Anutzmeim ala Rif salama hishmit nilichto b'mekom ha'shmuel zel shor v'yirmiya v'hitzvi ha'talmud." It's a very important sugya. A pam shestein chairs, pam shestein psulas, pam shetachtona chair alei psula, pam shal yona chair tachtona psula. Riff left out that entire shot of the Tariq. Balamor says Dajin doesn't know why. Okay, I'll say nothing more about the Balamor. Now let's take a look at the Hasagas HaRaita. Thank you, David. Your Chavrus is not here. So I'm going to pick on someone who would like to read for me, who hasn't read yet. Who hasn't read yet? Speak now, forever hold your peace. You haven't read that? No way.
Yeah, but I didn't get this
one. What's that?
I didn't really get
really this haven't read yet? Sure.
Where I was picked on 2 weeks
ago. We shall get you back, but not at the moment. Anybody else? You've read. Yes, I have. Okay, you want to read anyway? Good, you're a brave soul. The Raivin. You might say generally about reading the Raivin, it's true about the Muhammad also, but read the Raivin. Take this slowly. It's very dangerous. Any of you know what that quote's from, by the way?
Oh.
Fox and socks. This book is dangerous. Take it slowly. That part's easy enough in the writing. That's just a quotation of the Balamor. Next. Eustace Eno Klum? I have Koma Shekasav Zeha Chocham. The time of the Rabbah, Perusha the Masnis and other Eno Klum. A little stronger. Everything he wears. Wrong. Right, no, so that is, you just saw a wonderful example of how this is, even the formulation we have in the Ozhar, which is the original, is not that hard. There are much more, the places where he calls them the Balachoshech, something like that, yeah. It was eye-opening to see this. I think the first Masechta I had at Ozhar, there was the Beitza. And then when Yeshiva learned it many years ago, it was like, whoa. Okay. So first he says Halchas Kavasroi, unless it's Talmud of Malkam Arab, then you pass him like the Rab. Umay Kablay. What are you talking about? Right here he's going off on the Baal Hamor's. If we would break the Baal Hamor's rayas down, let's see how we would cast them. Let's just list them. One is the sugi of Yosef permitting it to sleep, that he was allowed to sleep in a kilas chasanim, but only a kilas chasanim, not more than that. Number two was whoever permitted somebody, Rav Acha Bardla, to sleep in a kila, in a sukkah, because of Baki. Number three was the statement of Rava, that Ner Chanukah Shelika Hinicha L'malam Esrim Ama Psula Kesukah Ochamavoy. That didn't prove all of this. No, proves nothing. This is all about Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we get to? That's proof three for Rabbi Yehuda. And then, one second. Those are the three proofs. And then, the raya that the Baal Hamor brings. The raya that the Baal Hamor brings for Rava against Rava is Abaye's statement. Number one is that he's a Basroi. And number two is that Abaye agreed with him. Abaye backed out. Okay. And then finally, the third, which is the Rif's proof, we don't know what it is, and that does the Baal Hamor, is Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. So the Ravid says, on the first one, we don't say Halacha Kibasroi when it's Talmud Makom Rav. Then, on the proof of Abaye, by my Kibble, Abaye never accepted it. It could be that the Rabbanon hold like Rav Zeira or like Rabban, hold that Sukkah Diras Kevabinan. In other words, the Machlokas could be, according to Abaye, not about Sukkah Diras Keva Diras Arai. They could agree that Diras Kevabinan. They're arguing about something else. Why does Abaye specify then Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is because we don't know what the reason of the Chachamim is. But it's clear for Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir above 20 Amos, that Sukkah Diras Keva. Okay. Fine. Abaye says, I'll even grant you, maybe the Rabbanon do hold that Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. So I have with Teda, in brackets. I don't know if you need that. So it could be that even if the Chachamim do require Diras Arai as a general rule elsewhere in the Masechta, that doesn't mean that that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas about the Esra Mama. In other words, Rava could be wrong. It could be the Rabbanon require Diras Arai. It could be they require Diras Arai, but they don't necessarily buy into Rava's whole thing. You know, Roy in the Diras Arai, even if it's Keva. So why do they argue on Rabbi Yehuda then? In other words, the Rabbanon might hold Diras Arai. What is the Rava trying to answer here? What was Dochak in his first Teretz? What was the Dochak that he has to give the Inami? The Baal HaMor's Raya was that Abaye lists Rabbi Yehuda in the Shita, but not the Chachamim. The Baal HaMor says, you see that the Chachamim holds Sukkah Diras Arai Binan, and you see it's the Machlokas as Rava laid it out. So the first approach to the Rabbi says, who says the Chachamim hold Diras Arai Binan? Maybe they hold Diras Keva, like Rav or Rabbi Zera. And then arguing about something else. And the only reason for the, what's the kasha? Why does Abaye say Rabbi Yehuda? Why not say the Chacham also? The answer is, because the Tam of the Rabbanon isn't clear. It could have been like Rava, but maybe it really is Rav Zera or Rava. And therefore, he only says Rabbi Yehuda, where it's clear Sukkah Diras Kavavina. But now in the second Teretz, the Rabbi says, no, maybe you're right. Maybe the Chachamim do hold Diras Arai Ve'ina. Maybe. But that's not what the Machlokas is in the first Mishnah. That's not what the Machlokas is in the first Mishnah. And how does he explain this? The Ha... So what does he say? He says there's another explanation for the Machlokas in the Gemara. What is that explanation? We don't know. But how do I know that there's another explanation for the Machlokas in the Gemara? Because the last Ukimta of Rav, of Rav Chanan bar Rava. No. Rav Chanan bar Rava says the Machlokas is limited to a case where the Sukkah is the minimum size. Rosh HaRuva v'Shulchan. More than that, even the Chacham agree can have 20 Amos. So let me ask you a question. The Chachamim there, why do they passel only in a narrow Sukkah? It can't be because it's impossible to make it a... In other words, they might hold generally Sukkah Diras Arai, but the reason they're going to passel there is not going to be because that's called a definitional Diras Keva. What?
It might be according to Rava or
Zera. No, it's not. It's definitely not following Rava or Zera. What the Rava is opening up here is a fourth possibility. In other words, if the Chachamim hold like Rava and Rabbi Zera, and they are makshir a Sukkah, either if it had, the Defanos reached the Schach above 20, or if it's Dal al-Damos above 20, what does that mean about the Chachamim Shita? Kevar Arai. According to Rava and Rabbi Zera, what do the Chachamim hold?
It can be Diras Keva.
Yeah. The Rif himself spells that out, right? The Rif points that out. That if you hold like Rava or Rabbi Zera, Kol Shekain, the Chachamim are accepting, in other words, are not possible in the Diras Keva. It's more Keva when you have the Tefanos reach the Schach, or when it's more Dalamas and Dalamas. So Rav and Rav Zera are going to say that the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda agree Sukkah Diras Keva Bina, but they're arguing about something else. If Abaye then only cites Rabbi Yehuda in his Shita on Daf Zayin, why not cite the Chachamim? Because they also hold Diras Keva Bina according to Rav and Rav Zera. Must be the Baal HaMor says he hold like Rava. Rav says no. We don't know who they hold like. That's why Abaye just chooses to pick on Rabbi Yehuda. In this Teretz, Abaye says, the Ravid says, no. In a Chanami, the Sukkham do hold Diras Arai Ve'inan. They don't necessarily hold like Rabbi Zeir and Rabba. And that's why, what? That's why Abaye
only brings up Rabbi Yehuda.
Because only he holds Diras Kevin and the Chacham disagree. Oh, so you want to say, we've proven Rava now. No, you haven't. Who says that the Tam and the Mishnah is like Rava? Maybe it's like Rava Rachan, Rav Chanan bar Rava. Rav Chanan bar Rava might hold that a Sukkah also Diras Arai Be'inan for the Chachamim. But that's not, has nothing to do with this particular Sukkah. What are they arguing about in the Sukkah when above what is exact minimum? So the Ravid continues.
The Efshar.
The Efshar
that Abai Bahu Taima Ukim Fukayu, the Olam, the Band Yoda Israel, who Machzeket Rosho Vishokana Ruba Bilvad, who depleted.
By the way, in Oz Vahad, there's a Vav, he reads with a Vav, and I think that's a correct Vav. Again, why? Now he's going to give his explanation. Now, we just said the Chacham Umashir Arai. No, hold on. Go ahead. And Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chachamim's position would be that when it's that tiny size, the Chachamim hold Diras Kever, Diras Arai at this point, according to the Ravid. What do they hold? So we know I'm going to come to your question. What do they hold? Diras Arai. This is the second approach of the Raya. They hold Diras Arai. Why do they pass the sukkah?
Because it's so
Arai, it doesn't stand. Right? And Arai, again, he doesn't present the question this way. Right? Osa sukkasa barosh ha-sfina. And it cannot stand beruach matzui li'abasha. What's the din? It's possible. Why? Sukkah Diras Arai being it. You're going to say that Mishnah is only Rabbi Yehuda, the Tzuka Diras Keva? Right. Remember there's a Machloka Satana in there? About Rosa Sukasa Rosh Hasfina? There's a Machloka Rabbi Gamaliel is in the Shita. He's Posel. The Gemara makes in the Kimpton says that a sukkah that can stand with Ruach Metsuya of the Abasha, even though it can't stand with the Ruach Metsuya of the Yam, is the Machlokas. But if it can stand with the Ruach Metsuya of the Yam, which is stronger, Rabbi Gamliel is Machshir. If it can stand only with the Ruach Metsuya of the Abasha, Rabbi Kiva is still Machshir. If it can't stand with the Ruach Metsuya of the Abasha, who's Machshir? Nobody. Which tells you that the three categories of sukkah, this Keva, this Arai, and this Super Flimsy. Super Arai is no good. That's what the Ravid says here. He says, you know why this sukkah, when it's only exactly a zayin, and you build a 20 amos tall, you want to know why it's no good? Because it's not going to be omed. And it might even be that the Rav Hanan bar Rabba might say that if you built this sukkah in a way that it could stand with enough for strength that it would withstand, so then it would be good according to the Chachamah. It would be good. And it might be that Abaye holds like Rav Hanan bar Rabba. In other words, he holds that the Chachamim could in principle hold Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, but he doesn't believe that in other words, if you can make Mechitzos Shel Barzel and it's Kasher, Abaye would say, then you can make Mechitzos 20 Amos taller also, and that's good. Whatever Sukkah Diras Arai in fact at this point probably means what? That you don't need Keva. It's probably what it means. That is, when you take out the first Mishnah, right, I guess, right, it also means you can't sleep under a bed. Fine. But the point is, you can't sleep under a bed according to the Chachamim. Sukkah Diras Arai. That's why Abaye does only cites Rabbi Yehuda. All you want to say, but the Machlokas about 20 Amos above and below, is a Machlokas like Rabbi Diras Ker Diras Arai? No, nothing going in the right. It says, you don't have to hold like Rabba, you don't have to hold like Rabbi Zera, who hold that Sukkah according to the Chachamim is Diras Kevabina. Nope. But you can hold like Rabba. You can hold that the Chachamim hold that Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, but not the way Rava explained the Machlokas in this Mishnah. Not the way Rava explained the Machlokas in this Mishnah. Now, what is the Ravid doing? He wants to show you that Abaye was never Choser in favor of Rava. He's not going to pass like Abaye here. How does the Ravid Paskin remember? How does the Ravid Paskin? Like Rava. He doesn't want to pass like Abaye, but he wants to undermine the Balamor's Raya that Abaye himself was Modet to Rava. He says, you know, Abaye will like the fourth opinion. Abaye holds Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. But it's not, and therefore, obviously, he doesn't like Rabba or like Rabbi Zera, who holds Sukkah Diras Kevabinan. But he doesn't hold like Rabba either. He holds like Rabba, Rav Hanan bar Rabba. That's what the Ravid suggests. Okay. And what's that? No, I mean, did you ask a question?
I was just wondering about the Sugya with Kilani.
Yeah.
How does that fit into that? We don't really take
about Rashi ultimately says, meh, nothing doing. Tosfos said he comes up with some type of a kvetch.
Yeah, we don't really take Rav Chana's opinion
into account. And Yushalmi, the Yushalmi, remember, says, reject that opinion. But what is in the Babli, Rav Chana and Baraba, precisely on the Brisa of Hilani
Mal. Exactly. So what the Balmor is trying to say is a bit weak in the context for whole.
You mean the Riser?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, in other words, unless the Ravid accepted Kosis as Kvetch within that.
But then why doesn't the Gemara say which one? Whatever.
Morty?
This whole Inami of the Ravid is completely not here in this printing of the Ravid. Is there any reason that would be?
So firstly, I don't know, and I will tell you that this they took from the Kosis of Shun. That's how they got all the fun stuff. And they get all the fun stuff, all the fun insults, because they went back to the Kosov Shum. So I assume, I don't know how the Kosov Shum was passed down and preserved, but I assume it was preserved separately. You know, it wouldn't be surprised me if we have copies of not the Ravid himself, but, you know, we have manuscripts of the Kosov Shum, I would bet. Yes, Kester?
I'm still a little bit confused on the second understanding of the Ravid. How is he solving
the Inami?
The
Baal Amor's Raya was that Abaye said Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita. He didn't say the Chachamim.
Right.
The first teretz of the Ravid is he didn't say the Chachamim because it's not clear what the Chachamim hold, but it's clear what Rabbi Yehuda holds. In the second teretz, he suggests that no, it's clear the Chachamim, Rabbi might assume the Chachamim hold Diras Arai, that's why it doesn't cite the Chachamim. But the Baal Amor's assumption is that as soon as Abaye assumes that the Chachamim holds Sukkah Diras Arai Binan, it means he's holding like Rava, because of the three opinions on Bezim and Aleph, only one of the three can possibly hold for the Chachamim Sukkah Diras Arai Binan, namely Rava. The Ravid says, no, there's a fourth opinion in the Gemara, a fourth Hezbar of the Machlokas. We don't know exactly what it is, but it could be that Shita holds Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. Namely, the Shita that says that it's only the Machlokas is my Mechzekas, Rosh Hashanah, Shulchan, but more than that, it's good. And it could be that Shita, Rav Hanan Baraba, holds the following. The Chachamim Ba'alma holds Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. But I don't really like this crazy Rava stuff, because remember, if you build the Machitza Shabarzel, the Rav is Machshir. So you have to say it has to be a sheer which Roy Farai. Rav Chana Baraba doesn't buy into that. He might, according to him, the Chacham don't have to hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. They could hold Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. And why do they pass so when it's so small? The answer is because that's not even a Arai. That Sukkah won't even stand. You know, the big bad wolf will come and huff and puff and blow it down. It'll be down like that. Right? That's not even Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, but you need a Dira, you can't have this like flimsy nothing. So if that's the case, if Abaye held like Rav Chanan Baraba, then on the one hand he'd be holding that the Chachamim believe Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, but on the other hand he wouldn't think that Rava's interpretation of the Machlokas was correct. For Rav Chanan Baraba, the Machlokas of the Chachamim, according to the Ravid, is not about Sukkah Diras Kara Diras Arai. They happen to argue about that, but that has nothing to do with this Machlokas. This Machlokas has to do with, as the Ravid spells out, that the Chacham are afraid that you build a Sukkah that small, it's likely to tip over. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Once a guy builds a Sukkah that tall, even though it's that small, he's going to go out of his way to make it strong. Right? So the Machlokas has nothing to do with whether Sukkah Diras Kara Sukkah Diras Arai Binan. Because everybody agrees that the Sukkah has to be a Dira. It can't be so flimsy. But still, Rabbi Yehuda, generally speaking, holds that Sukkah could be a Diras Keva. Sukkah Diras Keva Binan. And that's why Abaye picks up on Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita, and not on the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim hold the Alma Sukkah Diras Arai Binan. It's not why they pass all the Sukkah. They pass all the Sukkah because this Sukkah isn't even a Diras Arai when you build it that tall and that small.
So he's saying that the Rabbanan in this case are holding like some unknown Tana who holds it.
No, they are the Tana.
They're holding like
Rav Chanan Baraba's Akimta. Rav Chanan Baraba's reason.
With regard to Dira Sarai.
No, with why a Sukkah is Psula about 20 Amos.
What does Rav Chanan say?
He doesn't tell us why. That's what the Rav invents the reason. Tosa said Dira Surucha. The Rav says that Dira won't stand. It's Arai. It's not regular Arai. It's super Arai, which is no good. Okay.
Does he give any suggestion? In reality, they're not arguing about Diras Arai.
That's the whole point.
What are they arguing about?
They're arguing about whether or not we're afraid he's going to build a sukkah
that's going to fall over.
That's going to fall over. Rabbi Yehuda believes. The Ravid says this. The Ravid says. I don't know if you've read it yet. Did you read that part yet? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bistam. He's up there. Just read this one more line. Right. The only way to build such a sukkah is to make it strong. It won't even stand up for a minute. So, Zehu... Right, that's what... Rabbi Chano. So let me just... Guys, I don't know if everybody followed, so you're going to forgive me. I'm going to ask for your attention for one more minute just to go over this piece and try to make it as clear as I can. Abaye is looking for people who hold that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. He picks on Rabbi Yehuda our Mishnah. He doesn't pick on the Chachamim of our Mishnah. The Baal Amor says, you know why? Because obviously the Chachamim of our Mishnah hold that Sukkah Diras Arai Be'ina. And who is it that believes that our Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's Nashir because he holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina, and the Chachamim Pasul because he holds Sukkah Diras Arai Be'ina? Which of the three opinions on Daf Bei Zemen Aleph, those Amorim, fits with that worldview of the Mishnah? No. What did you say?
Rava
is the one who says the Machlokas is about Diras Keva, Diras Arai. So the Baal Amor says, you see that even Abaye, when he created the Shita, he had accepted Rava's position. That was the Baal Amor's proof. On the surface, it seems wonderful. The Rabbit says, what are you talking about? And he presents two possibilities. Number one, it could be that Abaye holds like Rava or Zera, and that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. Or certainly it can be a Diras Keva. Why? Because the Chachamim Amashir above 20 Amos, if you build the walls up to the Sacho, you make the Sukkah Be'ina. So as the Rif said, Kosher Pein the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Zera, hold that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. So it could be Abaye holds like Rava or Zera. So why then does he choose the Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah, not the Chachamim? The answer is because it's not clear what the Chachamim's position is. It's not because he thinks Rav is correct. It's just because it's not Mochrach who is correct. But really, the Chachamim hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. Now, the Rabbi knows that that is a little bit of a Chalash Teretz, right? Because if Abaye himself had rejected Rav, presumably he subscribes either to Rav or Rabbi Zera, and he should have listed the Chachamim. Because he thought Rava's opinion was ridiculous. What do you mean? A shear that's roy for Diras Arai. Fair. So the Rabbis realizes he's on shaky footing. So he says, you know what? No. I'll accept your assumption, Mr. Baal Hamor, that the Chachamim of the Mishnah hold Diras Arai Inan. And that's why Abaye only counts Rabbi Yehuda and Hashita. But where you go wrong is your assumption is that if we accept that Rabbi Yehuda holds Diras Keva and the Chacham Diras Arai, that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas in the Mishnah named Rav Ashita. It is possible that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham in the Mishnah aren't damned to personally have a side Machlokas about Diras Keva and Diras Arai. But that's not the Nekudas HaMachlokas in the Mishnah. The Nekudas HaMachlokas in the Mishnah is as follows, says the Rabbi. He draws upon Rav Hanan Bar Rava from Daf Bei Zemen Beis, who says that a Sukkah is only psul above 20 amos for the Chachamim if it's only exactly 707, Rosh Hashanah. Now, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas then? He says the following. The Chachamim are afraid. The Chachamim say Sukkah Diras Arai Be'ina, but it has to be a Diras Arai. It can't be a flimsy something that just falls over and doesn't stand. Therefore, the Chachamim are afraid that if you take your minimum Sar Sukkah and you build a 20 amos tall, that's not even going to be a Diras Arai. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Once a guy built it that tall, he'll make it stronger. So what emerges then is, Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. The Chacham happens to hold Sukkah Diras Arai Be'ina, but that has nothing to do with the Machlokas of the Mishnah. The writer goes on to say, I don't think we read it yet, he did say anything, that according to the Chacham, it might be that if you build it really stark, it's good above 20 amos. So the Machlokas has nothing to do with the Sukkah Diras Arai and Diras Keva Be'ina. Not like Rava said. The Machlokas is whether you make a Gzera on this Sukkah that you might come to make an Arai, and it's not even good at all. That's what it's about. So on the one hand, you get to eat your cake and have it too. You get to say that when Abaye said Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita, it was Dafka Rabbi Yehuda and not the Chachamim. But that doesn't prove Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim might have to each hold their own thing, but the Machlokas in the Mishnah is about whether we make it zero that it's going to be our Raira. No.
I don't understand how the Raira thinks this is valid. He's literally taking a good sound, put together, easy to understand, Shita. He's breaking it apart into three different complicated pieces, going according to Rav Hanan, who is very likely that we don't hold, like making up some weird machloke between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which doesn't really hold much water, and then says that the Baal Mor's argument doesn't hold any water.
Are you a football fan?
No.
Are you a sports fan of any team?
Not particularly. Sorry.
Okay. Sports club. I would call you a bandwagon fellow. You want to jump on with the Riff and the Balmore and the Ramban and everybody else. So now you have to ask yourself the question, what was driving the writing? I mean, I might jokingly say, tongue-in-cheek, hatred of Baltimore. But no, that's not me. We'll look straight. I don't think that's really going on here. I didn't really sure. I don't believe for a moment the Raven ever had that. I refuse to assume he had not the position contrary to what was correct just because the Baltimore held it. That's not all it. So what is driving the Raven, actually? What is driving the Raven? It's a fair question. I mean, yes, the writer is going out on a very thin, very far out on a very thin tree limb, right? Now, the Gemara doesn't explicitly reject Rechana and Barava, but the story of Lani Amalka makes that position awfully difficult, and Yerushalmi Befeirish rejects it on those grounds. And the Bavli doesn't say anything about it, but the way Rashi says, it's because like it was so obvious that it was gone and there was no possible terrace, so they didn't even bother with it. So what was driving the Raven? If nobody can answer that question, we're going to go on to the Raven. Okay. Nobody can answer that question. What? Very funny. No, we have discounted that possibility. I said it before. I said it was only tongue-in-cheek. The Raven had a reason. Yes, Yuda.
It could be that they had, he knew that the
halakha was. Well, can I just say, you were saying that, I imagine that, well, you're not serious when you said minhag. You think anybody was actually doing this? Who builds a sukkah above 20 amos?
Well, it doesn't mean people are doing minhag that it wasn't like Rava.
What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, the big nafkaminas? The
meek people. It could be his opinion that we allow this halacha or something.
Yehuda, you are the only person in the Shir for whom the incredibly theoretical unlikely is the same as the regular. That's where you're brilliant. But nonetheless, I think in the real world that doesn't really work the way. Nobody built that sukkah. We're going to Yehuda and Sefer Ma'afla sukkah. One day is going to be this. You're going to see just Beshita. They're going to build it only Masik Rosh or Shulchano to incorporate the Shita right now. Okay. So the answer to the question, I think what's driving the Ravid is not this. If this were his only piece, he might have been forced to concede. This part, I think you're right, is a little bit of a teretz. I think what's driving him is the sugya of sukkah gabi sukkah, and he thinks the riff misreads it completely.
Is the next part going to justify his tangent to this first part?
Well, he has to do this because he's got to defeat the Baal HaMor's argument. What's driving, I think, clearly the Ravid, you can see it later, is the riff. He thinks the riff is wrong. He thinks the sugya of sukkah agabi sukkah is, in fact, not like the verse says, ad Rava. Quite the contrary of being a raya for Rava, it's a tuft against Rava. It's a tuft against the rich position that we hold like Rava. So that sugya has to be like Rava. That's what I think is motivating.
Then this next part is going to necessitate the
having to deal with the Baal HaMor's raya.
The first part.
Correct. Right? The Baal HaMor said two things. Hilchas HaKavas Rai, and Abaye himself was moved to Rabbah. The third thing the Baal HaMor says is, I don't know what he saw in Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. And the writer is going to say, Ad Rabbah, not only do you not know what he saw in Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, it proves the opposite. No.
Can you just say one more time, according to the last possibility in the what is behind the Machloket of the Mishnah?
Yeah, the Machloket of the Mishnah is whether your gozer, that on a Sukkah that small, somebody's going to build it, is not going to be careful enough, and it's going to go tip over. That someone's going to build an Arai Rai. I want to read that section of the Ravid again. Go back for 1 second a little earlier. To the Efshar Dabaye. You got it? It's if you're in the Ozva Hadar, it's right where the top line of the Mechamos is. And by the way, the word Efshar is spelled wrong. When it's spelled with a Yud, it actually is Efshar. If you look in the good Kisviyat of the Mishnah, you should take the Yud out. And as when you say Efshar in the Mishnah, that means Efshar. He does have it as a machlokas arai in keva. Ula olam rabbanon dimas arai svira lahu b'machsekas ruba b'shulchan b'machsekas rosha ruba shulchan b'vadu the pligi. The only argument is about this very narrow case. Mishub da'avei derech anius v'dochak. Ula fi anius so gam kein oseh dafnoseh anius u binyan arai v'chevam shein binyan arai v'hitzara u gvoh ha'mesrim amma. Lo kaima afilu beruach metzuya. Ulafi masav shelzeh ha'ish Pasalo sukaso. It's because he would have done it the way he did it. Could be the Chacham would agree that if you build a sukkah with stark walls and stark foundation, even though it's only 7 al 7 tvachim, and you build it 20 abas tall, they would agree. In other words, he would say the Chachamim are modeh when you build it with strong foundations. And now he says, Rabbi Yehuda machshir bistam. Rabbi Yehuda's machshir stam. For the Chachamim, unless you build it with really solid foundations, it's possible. Because we're afraid it's going to fall over. Rabbi Yehuda says he's machshir bistam. Why? Lefi she'efshir lo lasosa ela chazaka. Zehu ladas rabba chana baraba amarab de lo kechad. Okay. Now, we would go on, but our time is up. You weren't going to stop me, were you?
I was going to stop
you. You were? Okay, excellent. So, it's now 2:26 officially.